Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area, with over 250,000 listeners worldwide in over 90 countries. I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. I'm sorry I've been sick the last couple of weeks. I am finally getting better. Thanks to all of your love and support. And I especially want to thank my good friends Rita and Mary Lou in the Mount Shasta area for taking such good care of me while I was ill. Bronchitis is no fun, believe me, and it could have turned out something much worse if I hadn't been careful and they hadn't taken good care of me. But I want to thank them so much again for all their beautiful support. Today's show is really special. Pardon me. Today's show is really special. We have Christine Light on from 2:15 to 2:45. Christine's a wonderful energy worker whose mission is to raise people's vibration and find harmony. And she does that through what she calls her Lemurian headbands, which are actually made with the people, with the help of the people of Zora and the Hollow Earth, as well as what she calls her harmonizers, which harmonizes electromagnetic radiation. And I've got several of her products here with me now. I use them all the time, and they're wonderful tools. I know you'll find her interview really interesting. During the second part of the first hour, Marie Thord Thompson, a very honored guest. I'm so happy to have her on today. She'll be on from about 2:45 to 3:15 or so. Marie is in direct contact with the Pleiadians. She calls in the ships at will. She also can channel them as well. I've given her a series of questions to bring in on the air, which we'll be asking the Pleiadians. And if you have any questions, of course, from the Pleiadians, please email them to me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Many of us here on planet Earth are seeded from the Pleiadians. Myself is from the Pleiadians as well. I've been here 52,000 years, and I've been here a long time. I came here from the Pleiades to help help in the ascension of planet Earth, and that's now happening. I've waited a long time for this process to occur, about 52,000 years, and it's finally happening. But Marie's an amazing lady, and I know that you really enjoy talking to her, hearing from her. Then finally, the rest of the hour, from 3:15 to 4, I'll be bringing on a gentleman named Tom Palladino. Now, for those of you who don't know Tom Palladino, Tom's an amazing man. He has what's called a scalar energy program, where he literally takes someone's picture and can help diagnose and sometimes cure people as well. Now, the thing that I know that I realized, I was in India recently. I interviewed two families of people who had past tense HIV AIDS. They no longer have HIV, and they no longer have AIDS thanks to Tom's program. And it's a free program. He does it for people out of the goodness of his heart in India and in Africa and other countries as well. And I will be playing those interviews that I had with these people during this second hour. It's an amazing, amazing thing, and I just want everyone that this is a very special program. During this second hour, we'll be playing the interviews of these people who are now more or less completely cured of AIDS. That's not very many people can make that kind of announcement today, but I did see the scientific proof, and I met with the people who actually were cured of AIDS in India last month, so you'll be hearing those interviews. I want to thank everyone for their wonderful support of this program, especially Corey and Saul in Kirkland, and especially for their wonderful support of the Hopi Indians in Arizona. I also like to thank my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who's helped me raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place. Thank you so much also for everyone for your patience during the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been fun being sick, but I'm finally on the mend, and by next week I should be much better even than I am now. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support. And it's actually her birthday today. So during this first part of the second hour at about 3:10, I want to bring her on and I want everyone to wish her a happy birthday and to thank her for all of her help. I also like to thank my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell at 509-750-9793. I'm continuing efforts to raise funds both for a new Hopi library and museum, as well as clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo Indians. For about 60 to 70 years, the Hopi and Navajo Indians have been drinking contaminated carcinogenic water with radiation, and personally, I find that unacceptable. So since the last 2 years, I've been fundraising for both the Hopi and the Navajo. If you're interested in getting a new clean water filter for the Hopi and the Navajo, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's not that expensive. For only $125, a new clean water filter can be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo, and 100% of these monies go directly into clean water filters for both the Hopi and the Navajo. And if you're interested, please email me. It goes through a tax-deductible foundation, and we really appreciate your help and support. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be March 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2020. I hope you can all come. Now, this is going to be a very special conference because I think Simon Parks will be coming in person to the conference. This is the first time, one of the first times he's traveled outside of the United Kingdom in many decades. So he said he'll be coming. James Redfield's confirmed will be coming in person as well as Alex Collier. Now, Alex Collier is the famous ET contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy, and hopefully he'll invite some of his friends in his various spacecraft to show up and also visit it with us as well. Michiko Hayashi, of course, will be there with the Moto Peace Project, as well as many wonderful people, including myself. I hope you can all come. It's going to be a very special conference where you'll be able to meet these people in person, not by Skype, but by in-person contact. So I hope you can come. If you register before the end of the year, you'll get a special discount on the conference. Finally, tomorrow on Saturday, November 11th, I'll be at the wonderful Crystal Cove Psychic Fair all day, from about 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. giving readings. My friends Carol and Jerry White from Olympia will also be there, along with Charlie Cardinal and his wife Stephanie. The event's free and hope you can come. The address is 505 Old Arcadia Road in Shelton, Washington. And now what I'd like to do, Eric, if you could please play the first 1 or 2 minutes of El Condor Pasa for my next segment, and then we'll go on to our guest. Thank you so much, Eric. Playing that beautiful music. Twice next year, from January 23rd through February 7th, 2020, and again from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting Cusco, Ollantaytambo, Pizac and the Sacred Valley, Puno and Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines and Paracas, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls, and as well as meeting local Indian shaman who will be giving healing sessions for those who want it. There are also side trips available to Rainbow Mountain as well as to the Peruvian jungle. The trip should be really out of this world. The cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. I want to tell you that some of the airlines out of Vancouver, Canada, had a special a few months ago for only $216 US dollars round trip from Vancouver all the way down to Lima and back. So it's not an expensive place to fly to. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I guarantee this will be an out-of-this-world trip. I have been told by my friends in the Hollow Earth that I will be going into the Hollow Earth from Machu Picchu on the January trip. And so if those of you who'd like to come along into the Hollow Earth and those of you who are high vibration, please send me an email. And you could come along with me. One thing I should tell you is that I received an email from Carl in Scandinavia, and he asked whether you physically go in. And yes, you do go physically in, and they have invited me and others physically in the January trip. So if you are interested, please send me an email as soon as possible. And with that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Christine Light. Christine is an energy worker whose sole mission is to help people raise their vibration and find harmony. She's the creator of wonderful Hollow Earth headbands known as Crystal Lemurian headbands, which I wear. And she also creates these wonderful harmonizers made of shungite and all these other different wonderful minerals. Christine, are you there?
I am. Hi, Ted.
Oh, it's so good to have you on today. Thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Christine, I always like to ask people, how did you ever get interested in these headbands, for example, and how do they work?
I was listening to Zora speak. Zora of Hollow Earth, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
He was speaking about how to make them and just basically how to put them together and what it takes, and I wrote it all down, and I put it down on my desk, and I forgot about it, and a little while later, maybe a month or so, it came into my spirit like a fire, basically a desire, and I was wowed that it was so important to me, so I called Billy, Zaria, and said this desire is within me, and I really want to make these. Please teach me how to make them. And they did this little interview kind of with me, and I felt like when Jane brings Soraya through, Zora's, companion, they scanned me, and basically you have to be, you know, pure, and it was a beautiful feeling. So anyway, I was trained in how to do this and what the dimensions and everything that needed to be, and I've been creating them ever since. What do they do? They help open your third eye and your pineal gland and keep it open so that your intuition is very, very, you really need to wear it a little bit each day. Just kind of like get used to it, let it work within you. And after a while, your third eye will stay open. And even if you don't have it on, you'll still be receiving the information to questions that you have. And guidance for things that you need and to know and decisions to make and what things are best for you in your life. So basically, it's a priceless, phenomenal tool. It does a lot of different things, like balancing both sides of your brain. And it does, I believe, help you be able to understand your pets better, kind of like you know what they're wanting, know what they're thinking. Zora says it's a transmitter and a transceiver. Basically, when you want to talk to your guides, your higher self, it just really, really helps connect you.
I know when I wrote my first book, Messages from the Masters, Christine, I wore one of those Hollow Earth headbands, and I went out to the ocean and I wrote it, And it just the ideas came flooding into me. And I just want to – you have such a wonderful product. And anything that Zora and the Hollow Earth endorses, it's good. it's always good. So.
Yeah. Sometimes people believe that if you put it on right away, you're going to feel this magical feeling. That didn't happen for me. Took quite a while of just wearing it. And it just I didn't know what to expect because I was also new to it. But now it's priceless what it's done for me. Just the intuition alone is far beyond anything money can pay for.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, you also have a harmonizer, too, and I have one of those here. And I've got one on my phone. I'm holding the other one as well. Tell us a little bit about that as well, if you can.
Yes. How you had your headband on and you pulled through all this great information and wrote your book. I did similar. I had a very strong desire to help people with grounding and sensitivity to electronics and basically helping the overall body. And I didn't realize I was going to get the gift of all of that in one thing. And I'm an impatient person. I've never found anything that works instantly, and I've always believed it should work instantly. And this does. This works instantly. It starts right away as soon as you touch it. The formula was given to me. I put on my headband, and I was guided through the internet to find different minerals or earth elements, and I was drawn to 5 and 6 different of the strongest. And now looking back, I did a little research for the show to tell people more about shungite, clear quartz, and black tourmaline, because I basically had forgot what they were phenomenal for exactly. I just know that they're amazing and they work. But I was given a formula, and within 3 days of launching this very strong desire to help people, I was given the formula, how to make it, what to use, and how to put it together. And it's
Christine?
One of the most phenomenal things I've ever held in my hand. I asked Zora when I was telling Zora, I was like, look what I got, look what I did. And he said, is it a physical product or an etheric product, or whatever he used? And I said it's physical because I'm sitting there holding it in my hand, and I started thinking about it. It does work beyond the physical. That's really exciting.
Yeah, you're so kind. You sent me one of those too, and it does work for me too. I've been sitting here yesterday and today. I've been sick, and I'm just a tail end of having some bronchitis, but I'm almost done with it. But it's really helped calm me as well and helped me feel so much better. Do you mind if I ask you a stupid question, if you don't mind?
Sure.
For some reason, when I've gone to Peru before, I've been really drawn to tourmaline. Because it's everywhere in Peru, and you can pick it up in Cusco for like – you can buy a big rock of it for like $5 U.S. And I was wondering, how does that help with your with your harmonizer when you make your harmonizers?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'd love to tell people. Shungite is a superstar. Shungite is great for purifying water and all that. So I was led in my 3 days of figuring this out. How do you supercharge fungite? But your question is black tourmaline. It has many healing. I'll read this little paragraph I have. Black tourmaline is a powerful stone for EMF protection. It also is a strong spiritual grounding stone. It encourages optimistic attitudes as well as good luck and happiness. It is one of the most popular crystals to be used for metaphysical purposes. These black crystals create a favorable approach to life and a positive mindset and are beneficial to both the professional healer and the average person who wants a positive force for good in your life. It has many healing benefits because it keeps an electrical charge as well as a piezoelectric, causing it to release negative ions and that are very good for your health. It's just an incredible stone associated with protection, grounding, health, happiness, luck, and positivity. It was an ancient stone, and shungite is like 2 million or 2 billion years old.
Really? Wow, that was before I was born. Amazing.
Yeah, it was.
so,
also you're encouraged to wear shungite because it helps balance your chakras. And it also helps shield you from electromagnetic radiation, like computers, mobile phones, microwaves, TVs. It helps you not be as sensitive to electronics, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to create something. I was studying orgone, and I just wasn't comfortable with how orgone is made, because if you make it wrong, it's not going to be beneficial. Just, I let that go, and this came back to me, so I don't consider this orgone, but it is a mixture of shungite, quartz, black tourmaline, copper, and silver in a way. And in some of the things that you wear on your body, I also add black obsidian.
Well, you've just explained why. It was a couple of months ago, I ran into a wonderful rock seller, and he had all this tourmaline. And for some reason, Christine, I was drawn to tourmaline, so I bought some nice pieces from him, and I've got it around my work area here, and now I know why I do, because it increases positivity, it's good for protection, it's all those wonderful qualities which are perfect for my work. So thank you for explaining that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and when I do make the discs that are thin that you stick to the back of your phone case, and people ask me, people ask, does it protect you from EMF? Now, EMF is basically everywhere. So what I know to be true is that when you touch it, it will reharmonize your body after you've been exposed to using your phone or anything plugged in. You can basically sit the harmonizers next to your Wi-Fi router on the back of your computer. I have them all over my house just so I can grab one. One of the coolest things I didn't realize was going to happen is that it helps with pain. I did not expect that. It's like a bonus. Whenever my low back would just start hurting for whatever reason, and I took a 5 or 6 inch disc that I make, and I just tucked it in the back of my waistband, and I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes went by, and I forgot all about it, and I was like, wow, it's gone. And if you hit your foot or your hand on a door and you just have this pain all of a sudden, just grab a harmonizer and hold it on there. It takes 3 or 4 minutes, and and then I got rid of a headache in 2 minutes. It just randomly popped up. I laid down and I took a small harmonizer and I just moved it around to different points on my head, and it was gone. I was like, wow.
I could have used that about 3 weeks ago, because I had some mandibular joint problems from some dental work I had done, and the fillings weren't quite right. They needed to be ground to fit my jaw better. I got them done. Finally, I found a good dentist to do it. But before that time, I had tremendous pain up and in my jaw, and I'd wish I'd known this back then. I know it would have really helped.
It says here that black tourmaline also brings relief from pain, boosts your immune system, helps with stress and arthritis. So the cool thing is these work independently. The quartz is just phenomenal by itself. But when you combine them and then you compress them, when you compress a quartz, you get energy. And basically I was given this formula that balances itself out. It's always powered. It will never run out of energy. It never needs to be energetically cleaned or cleared, which is phenomenal. You don't have to worry about it getting anybody else's anything on it. You can set your crystals on it. It will supercharge them and clean them within just, 5 minutes should be enough. So,
that's great.
Out of the love for this harmonizer material, I created a 10 by 11 inch placemat that I have on my kitchen table. And after I cook food or get anything out of the refrigerator, I set it on there. And I had a Reiki master tell me that she felt that it took about 8 to 10 minutes to kind of like neutralize the food from the energy of being in the refrigerator or freezer. And while I'm thinking about that, I really want to, if it's okay, give people a few tips in their home on how they could better help their body be in harmony.
Before you start that, I just want to – two things, very important things. Could you please give us your website? Because we're liable to go through the interview, and then you get off, and I'm thinking, well, what a wonderful interview. And then people will say, well, how do we reach her, Ted? So if you could give out your website, that'd be good. Yeah, just if you get that now, and then at the end, too.
Okay. Helping to Rise will connect you with the headbands and the harmonizers.
Okay.
Helping, HELPING, the number 2, okay. Rise is RISE.com.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
And
that's
good. QuickRestoreHarmonizer.com is the harmonizers. I wanted to say children and harmonizers are phenomenal. Anybody who's kind of like freaking out, they're just not acting right, you can hand them a harmonizer, and whatever you got to do to get them to hold it, just try to distract them so they don't think about it, and just watch their face.
It will just relax.
Go ahead, sorry.
Really? Now, I'm sure there are teachers listening today, and sometimes they probably pull their hair out saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with Johnny or Susie? They're acting crazy today. But you're saying if these little kids hold these harmonizers, it'll help their behavior. Is that right?
Oh, it doesn't even take but maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And then they become more reasonable and you can help them work through their problems.
Oh, nice. Now, the only thing is, if schools were to use this instead of like drugs, then the pharmaceutical companies would lose money. That'd be terrible,
nah,
wouldn't it?
No. They can just keep a little disc and they can pass it around the class and just call it the happy disc or something. I know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and tell people how to harmonize. We've got about 16 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. I have an electromagnetic radiation tester. I'm a mega nerd, and that's basically how I got this formula. I tried the grounding where you shove a copper rod and you run it. I ran it all the way up to the second story window in around my bed. And just, I found that you're still attracting everything from the ground, from the EMF that runs through the ground. If you're not living in a house far away from everyone, you're still not helping yourself as much. So this harmonizer material helps you, get your grounding, and just by touching it in your fingers, for just a couple minutes, you'll feel in your stomach, you'll just relax, and it connects you with the earth frequency. So you basically balance and harmonize, and it doesn't take long. So if you could just touch it maybe 4 or 5 times a day, just throughout your day, just kind of grab a hold of it for a minute, and it'll just really help you overall stay harmony. And then you can most likely become healthier, you know? So as far as helping everyone right now, please consider everything that's plugged in around anywhere you sit, at your desk, around your bed. Everything that's plugged in is harming you. So this meter that I have, it tells the level of danger, and it is very non-harmonious to touch anything that's plugged into electricity. There's something that most people don't think about. I honestly never thought about that. A hairdryer's probably got to be really bad. Try not to use your phone while it's plugged in. Just don't touch it. Unplug it and use your phone on speaker. If you can put a harmonizer disc on the back of your phone, you can touch the harmonizer while you're talking on the phone. So basically it's everything that's plugged in. Lights, radio, alarm clocks, if you can, move them 5 feet away from your bed, because that will be out of your aura, out of your energy field, and you will sleep better. Your body will be able to rebuild itself while it's sleeping, which is very important. And some of the ingredients in the harmonizer is also helpful for sleeping. So consider maybe, I did notice that when I tucked one under my pillow when I was testing it out, several nights, I did start to have dreams where I really never remembered my dreams. So that was kind of weird. Like, I was starting to actually have dreams. So I'd prefer to not have dreams, because I think that's more fun. I sleep better. But you need it for back pain while you're sleeping, just tuck it in your waistband and go to sleep. I don't end up having dreams that way. You only have dreams when you put it under your pillow. So I don't know.
Sure. For those of you listening, and you can tell I'm happy today, because it's the first time in about 3 weeks I'm able to talk for any length of time without coughing consistently. I don't have a fever. My bronchitis is almost gone.
So I'm happy to be on the air today and halfway normal, not completely. But anyway. Yeah.
I'm very happy Christine, for you.
Yeah, thank you. Tell us some more success stories about how you've been able to help people with your products.
Oh, wow. People always write me about the benefits of how their body feels so much better, how they believe that their water tastes better because they get the larger discs and put it on their table and set their water, their supplements on it. They just feel more secure and more assured that their products going into their body are more harmonized. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of people call me about their pets. It's interesting. Mm. I honestly never thought about that. And so I have, anytime I goof up on a pendant necklace, I will save mm-hmm. it. And I mm-hmm. offer those free, if I have any, to people who have pets. And they have a little hook, a loop on them, and people put them on their collar. And they mm-hmm. all report back that their pets are more calm and they love it. And I just posted a picture as a testimonial of one dog that they put it on and he started to maybe take it off. And the dog like refused to let him anywhere near him. He's like, it's mine. Don't touch me. I love
it. Oh, how funny. How funny. That's funny. Well, 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 children, pets, animals, they can all tell the good vibrations from your products, I'm sure. And
it holds the earth frequency, so it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you can't get outside and do the earth thing with your bare feet, that was bothering me because I knew I should be doing it. But where I live, it's just not very easy to do. So mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. being able to touch this gives it back to you where you can feel it. You can take the frequency with you. So I did create something that's still in kind of like experimental as far as how long will it last, as far as being mm-hmm. flexible. Because the mm-hmm. harmonizers will last forever. But I wanted to put it in my shoes because I wanted to have earth with me all the time. Because I know that the rubber on your shoes blocks the earth frequency from getting up into your body.
Right.
So anyway, I did create shoe inserts that are the harmonizer mix and they're more flexible. But what mm-hmm. I'm finding is it's only been about 6 weeks that they heat up and cool off, heat up and cool off, they do tend to become more of a solid they're still a little flexible at 6 weeks, so basically I kept the cost down. They're like $30 or $40, and basically if they were to even – they go under your shoe insole. You have to take your mm-hmm. shoe insole out, slide it in, and then put it back, and you won't notice that it's very thin. But if it does end up cracking in like 3 or 4 months, no big deal. If it bothers you, you can take it out, warm it up, and then put it next to your – flatten it out, of course, and just put it next to your Wi-Fi modem. And if you love it so much like I do, you can get another pair. I noticed when I wear my harmonizer inserts, everything kind of a little bit better. It seems like everything's on sale when I go shopping. People are nice to me. Mm-hmm. It's just – you live harmony. It's really wild.
But right,
thank
right.
you. I feel like I've talked everyone's ear off. Well, I love everyone, so I hope that I've been helpful.
Well, I wanted to ask you, we've got about 8 minutes left. I wanted to ask you about Peter Sterling's CD, too, you talked about before we forget.
I'm listening to it right now. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
On my website is one of the easiest ways to get to Peter Sterling. Was commissioned by a company called Zero Point Global. And it's now called, I believe, Vibrance, but he created a vibrational CD that I believe should have been a mega award winner. It's a vibrational mm-hmm. music that helps harmonize your body, your mind, your house, anybody who's walked into your house and, you know, with their energy and it just wasn't harmonious. You mm-hmm. play this, and by song three, everything's beautiful. I mean, it's always been like that for me, but it's an hour long. It's all just beautiful, flowing music, not really with any vocals too much. It's just pleasant, and it mm-hmm. clears you. And the first few mm-hmm. times you hear it, you might pass out and fall asleep. But it's mm-hmm. not very expensive. So if you want to look at that under Helping to Rise, the number two, there's a tab called More 5D Tools. And you'll mm-hmm. see Peter's CD right there. It's blue, and it's called Center of the Circle. Mm-hmm. And he has some ancient, like, Lemurian frequencies. He said Song 1 is where heaven mm-hmm. touches earth, and he was in Hawaii, I think, where, like, the tip of Lemuria is, and he recorded some sounds, and the energy's in there. So Song 1 alone will clear so much.
Oh, wow. Wow, nice.
So I encourage everyone, you can help everybody by just playing that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, that's great. That's great. Well, we've got a few minutes left.
Okay, one more thing. When people have their headbands on and they find that it's hard to focus because maybe they are just excited or they can't focus and they want to meditate, because the headbands mm-hmm. are phenomenal for meditation and connection. If you can't focus and you do have a harmonizer, or even a small one, holding it in your hand will help mm-hmm. you get out of your own way, that you can mm-hmm. focus faster and deeper. And that's been confirmed by Reiki masters and massage therapists. They'll have their client mm-hmm. hold a harmonizer, and they find that they relax a lot faster and deeper, and they can get to work a lot quicker. And mm-hmm. so just know, if you do have a headband, also try to have a harmonizer that you can hold, and you should be good to go on your meditation.
Oh, good. Are there any other products you're working on now that they've directed you to work on?
No, the shoe inserts were the most recent. So those were just phenomenal. The beautiful thing is both tools will basically last forever. So it's not like you have to keep buying anything. And the harmonizers are very affordable. I wasn't mm-hmm. trying to make profit off of those, so I kept the prices really low. And like I said, they'll last forever. And if you do care about your food and really the harmony of it before it goes into your body, try to get something that you can put on your table. There's mm-hmm. like a 6-inch disc that is phenomenal to go into your plate. And I got tired of just having my plate. And then you can get a coaster that's the large harmonizer. It has the Flower of mm-hmm. Life print on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you could put your drink on that. But I decided I wanted to have more room, so I created the placemat.
More
stuff. Now, and someone who puts this. Go ahead.
I know a fellow up in he lives up in Mount Vernon, nice fellow, Derek Condit, and he sells shungite. If he has like a piece of shungite and you added your harmonizer to his shungite, or anyone's shungite for that matter, how would that affect the shungite? Would it amplify the effect, or how would that work?
Yes, it makes all crystals stronger, cleaner. Basically, if they've picked up any, most crystals are like programmable, or they absorb. But if they don't clean it, then they're going to stay dirty. So the harmonizer is like a cleaning plate. So it mm-hmm. cleans you, it cleans your food, it cleans your crystals. If your pets aren't feeling good, you can slide it under their bed. What I've found is it does work about 4 or 5 inches away from your body. But the best thing is that it works with your body's electrical current. So if you touch it with your thumb and mm-hmm. your fingers and have it in between there, that will do your whole body.
Okay.
Makes sense. Shungite is basically most of what I use, and then I supercharge it. So it's even more powerful. And then quartz and black tourmaline are the next two really big influences. So they all work together in this synergistic, beautiful blend. Thank you, Universe.
Wow, that's great. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. Christine, and I want to thank you so much for coming on. Could you give out your website again? And I'd love to have you wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Thank you very much, everyone. And the website for the harmonizers are quickrestoreharmonizer.com.
Okay.
And basically, you can get to the headbands and the harmonizers easy by going to helping2. And RISE.com.
Okay. Wonderful. I appreciate your work so much, and I know everyone listening today will want to check out your website, especially the CD there, the harmonizer, and that's what we're all about now, isn't it? It's about harmony and creating a better planet. So
I just want to thank you so much for all your wonderful products. Christine, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. I'll send you some gifts for your – I might make you a placement or something. I'm going to send you a present.
Okay. Well, that's very kind of you. You don't have to, but that's very kind of you. Thank you so much, Christine.
I'll send you something great in the mail soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Well, that was Christine Light, and she has some wonderful harmonizer products. Her website, again, is www.helping2rise.com. And also, too, I also recommend that you check out her CD made by Peter Sterling, made for Zero Point Global. It's a very harmonic music. I've listened to it, and it's very calming and soothing and peaceful. And one thing I recommend everyone to do is to meditate. The BK Kumaris in India meditate all the time, and I was there recently. I was very fortunate to meet them and meditate with them for an entire week at a place called Mat Abu in western Rajasthan. And but they're beautiful people. And with that, I'm so happy that Christine could come on today. With that, I'd like to bring on my next guest. I'll give Eric a few minutes to get a hold of her. Marie Thornton-Thompson. Marie's been in contact with the Pleiadians since 1994, after she read Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Maciniak. And she has amazing stories to tell. They often appear to her in their spacecraft and give her messages as well. Marie, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm coughing a little bit, but every time I cough, I cover the microphone so my listeners can't listen to it. But I'm doing much better. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, much better. But it's such an honor to have you on today, because I have every respect for the Pleiadians. Of course, many of us here on planet Earth are descended from the Pleiadians. They live 424.24 light years away from planet Earth. They are a sixth dimensional civilization, if I'm not mistaken. They look just like us, except they're in a higher dimension, and they live for much, much longer. Tell us a little bit, Marie, how did you get in contact with them, or how did your first contact started out?
It started out in 1994, as you had mentioned, after I had read a book. I read the book by Barbara Maciniak, and I thought it really fired me up. It really touched me up. The energy was great. I loved all the information. And I literally said to myself, this is great, but I'll believe it when I see it. And I closed the book. I went for a hike that day. And when I got to the top of the hike, there was a massive ship up there. And I freaked out. I couldn't believe it. And I don't know what was going on. But I stood there. I looked at it. I was frozen. And but what happened was a loop went on in my head. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. And I think they were reminding me of what I said. And so there it was. Yeah. And
You have to be careful what you wish for, because sometimes you will get it. So anyway.
Totally. And I was in such the vibration after reading the book that I guess that went straight through to them. And so I was young and immature, and I wasn't really able to handle it. It took me quite some time to kind of process the experience and the information and so forth. And so it just kind of gets tabled for quite some time. And then fast forward here about 25 years. I all of a sudden, like as I mentioned, it seemed like for me, I really started to like become hyper aware and sensitive as to their presence about December 21st, 2018, in the sense that they were back. You know, I was seeing them at night, I was seeing them during the day, I was thinking about them, and then they would appear. This is just in like ship form. They would just kind of look like stars up in the sky. You know, it wasn't anything fantastical. It was just, you know, you really have to kind of pause for a moment and look at these things moving around in the sky, and then realize that they're not aircraft, they're not helicopters, they're not birds. You know, there's something different. And then that, you know, that kind of went on for several months here recently. And then I started taking photos, and then I started taking better photos, like using better equipment, and then just really then having to really go, all right, what's going on here? Who is in there? And what are they doing? And what do we want to, what are we going to, let's dance now, you know, because I was kind of past the point of like proving to myself, proving to whoever that this is actually happening, you know. And then what else I realized is that it was a pattern. So it was the same ship and the same couple. There's a couple that go along with the main ship. And so it was a very consistent pattern as to who and I was seeing, or as far as what I was seeing. So that was kind of reassuring. And then I had a consultation with Peter Maxwell Slattery. He's an incredible intuitive genius, I feel, and he has his own contact. And so he kind of helped me. He gave me names, you know. I said, you know, we talked, and he has very similar experiences. He's a little farther along. So he was able to give me some names of two of the individuals that are out there. And after that, you know, it was kind of like being introduced and having a handshake or a hug. All of a sudden, it just, you know, it became like friends and family and just this constant connection. I would say very much like energetically, you know, and like I would feel and like, you know, that I would feel the information that they're kind of, I would have internal questions, and those questions would always be answered either through meditation or through, you know, things that I would come across and so forth. So it's just been a really amazing growing relationship. And then talking with you a little bit, you know, I haven't really gotten to the big gigantic questions with them. I'm still kind of establishing our relationship, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then having, you know, the conversation with you, and then really kind of get rolling up the sleeves and getting nitty gritty with those questions and asking to receive that information has been a really great experience the last 36 hours here. And so I have gotten some good information to those questions that you had, you know, that you and I had talked about earlier.
And so,
you know, that's kind of where I'm at now, is you and me and them and everybody else who might possibly be out there listening and interested and open to all of this.
Oh, good. Did you get those lottery numbers for Monday I asked about?
I didn't see those. Those have not come through yet, but I'll let you know as soon as
do. Let me know. Yeah, let me know. We wouldn't want to get that on the air anyway.
No. We'll have to make sure we split that, right? 50-50.
Yeah, right. Yeah, split that. Yeah. Yeah.
Funny.
Your lawyers will look at it, and my lawyers will look at it. So
exactly. And then they'll get all the money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and then they'll be arguing about, you know, how copper wire was created?
How?
Two lawyers arguing about a penny, stretching a penny. So. Anyway,
never
mind.
Oh, my God, I fell for that. I'm quite the thinker, yes.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. But well, tell me, I did ask some questions about the future and how they can help and everything. I'd love to have you share some of those answers on the air now, if you don't mind. And if you didn't get answers, that's fine, too. And we can just talk about your experiences, because you've got a lot of wonderful experiences, especially seeing all kinds of craft showing up. Let's talk about that for a few minutes, actually.
Sure.
You live down in Santa Barbara, is that right, Marie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
And you've taken pictures, of the seacoast and the mountains there. And then suddenly there's a spacecraft in the middle of your picture. Tell my listeners about that.
Let's see. First I started, you know, and I was intentionally trying to catch them. Right. And so, because I would see them usually at night, but I wanted daytime photos because I feel like those are easier to confirm. And so, I would sort of meditate, and I would call them out in my mind and say, I'm gonna take some video. And so I started out doing little slow motion videos just on my phone, on my iPhone. And it was awesome. You know, they would come through, and even at slow motion, you know, it would be fast as light. Like I would have to see the little blip on the screen and then go frame by frame, you know, to pull it out. And so that's where I would start to get a lot of beginning images. And then I thought, all right, well, why don't I break out my better camera? Or I shouldn't say I thought about it, but they kind of said, you know, if you want a better picture, why don't you get your better lens?
Mm-hmm.
So I got my Canon, and I had a 300 millimeter, and I kind of, you know, I put it up on the tripod, and again, I just did regular video. I didn't have slow motion on my Canon, so I would just shoot for about a minute, and same thing, it kind of happened. You know, I would see the blips in the screen, and what was nice is there was, you know, so many more frames with a better camera. So I could go through each frame, and there was some really nice quality photos or still shots basically pulled out of the video. And then, you know, every once in a while, I'd kind of be like, well, all right, can you, like, slow down so that I could just really, like, snap the photo? And so a mm-hmm. couple of times I would see they would come up and dematerialize mostly as, like, light, you know, lots of light. And mm-hmm. And they would kind of hover around the same area wherever I said that I was shooting and pointing. And they would move with me. So if I said, all right, I'm going to shoot over the ocean, or I'm going to shoot in between these trees or over this roof, they would be there every single time. Uh-huh. So and then I started playing around. I was like, all right, well, this is very consistent and it's working. And how about a selfie? Like, can I, like, you know, can we be in this together? And mm-hmm. so then I pointed the iPhone to me, to myself, and just took a couple videos, like talking, like as I've been starting to create these little video blogs, and they were showing up. You know, they were going all over the across the video. Again, the common eye won't see it, but if you see, but I can see it. I can see them jump through, and then I can stop the frame and see that. So it's fun. I've gotten a ton of selfies, and I kind of hear them laughing in the background. They sort of enjoy those too. So then there's, you know, there's the one tip, and then there's a couple others that sort of float around with it. And so I'm just having a blast, you know, playing literally with it. And then I'm in awe. I'm in disbelief myself. I, you know, uh-huh. every time mm-hmm. it happens, I'm just like, wow, how?
Well, have you been in touch? I'm curious with a Admiral Hilarius. I believe that's his name. He's in charge of all the Pleiadian craft circling the Earth now. Maybe you haven't, but I thought I'd ask about him.
You know, you had mentioned him earlier, and no, I have not per se.
Okay.
However, these guys, this particular larger craft, the name that I had received is Makeda. And uh-huh. as I was kind of preparing for today, I got the sense that they patrol this area, this region, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like firemen. Like, they respond to emergencies. They kind of keep out the riffraff. They mm-hmm. this is their job. This is their station, and so they're here. You know, this is their realm,
sure.
and they. So that's sort of the sense that I get here.
Now let me ask you a practical question. I was recently in Shasta area. And I was getting a lot of information about the fires down there, not at Shasta, but at Santa Rosa and some other places. And from what I understand, the prime directive is real, and so mm-hmm. that if we don't ask, they won't give. In other words, we have to ask for their help. But if we ask for their help, they can, at that point, intervene. So that if everyone asks today for help with these so-called fires in California, which I don't think are fires, which are actually intentionally mm-hmm. sent to wipe out a lot of people and homes, that they can intervene at that point to help us. Is that correct in my interpretation?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they're waiting for more of us to ask for help. So part of,
well, let's,
you know, before we can ask for help, we A, have to acknowledge the existence, and B,
right.
come to a mutual understanding that they're not gods. We're all working in this together, and mm-hmm. that, yes, we need to be in a mutual agreement and consent and understanding. So we also can't be blindly consenting, right? We can't just be like, woohoo, yeah, let's do it. You got to know who you're talking to and what you're consenting to, essentially.
I think that has to be there. Yeah, I've seen the YouTube videos of directed energy weapons being used around the Getty Museum down in Los Angeles. And that wasn't fun, believe me, seeing that, you know, and I don't care what the local government and the fire officials say. Those are not natural fires at all. And they're being directed to wipe out people in various designated sectors as part of an agenda for Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030. And it's not right. And we need help. And so I want to ask everyone today to meditate, ask the Pleiadians to come in and help us with this situation with the fires in California. A lot of people have been losing their lives. We're coming up close to the top of the hour here. So, Marie, I want you to please hold on, and then I'll hold you on over, and we'll start at the beginning and at the top of the hour in about 4 or 5 minutes, if that's okay. Perfect. So, but everyone, please send out the thoughts of ask for help from the Pleiadians, and we'll be coming back in just a few minutes. Please stay tuned, my friends. Would you know?